Okay, I just want to warn you that I have a story for you after 9 o'clock. I did tell you yesterday that I was getting my first ever bikini wax. That happened. It's actually worse than the girly quiz in terms of not suitable for kids.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
So when they're in school, we'll talk about it after 9 o'clock this morning, okay?
After the watershed.
But right now.
It's the girly quiz. Woo. Makeup, nails and tear. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Okay, oh. Welcome to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Ash, and really there's a community of women who love to take you down.
They really do, yeah, honestly.
I feel like we all come together and we quiz our Dave on all things girly. Met my friends last night and one of the lads that was with us in the group just loves Dave on the girly quiz.
Does he?
Like, he's just brilliant. And he was, and Jody actually said to me, he goes, I'd be really good at it, you know, you need to bring me, the usual Dave. I'd be really good at it, And I was telling him about when we were out in Grange Gorman chatting to college students and some guy didn't know what a moon cup was. And he was like, I know what that is, it's a form of contraception. And I said, ha! I said, you're wrong.
Silly Billy.
No greater feeling than when a man is wrong.
I won last week, by the way, on the girly quiz, so okay. I'm hoping to get a double.
That's
two in
good.
A row is always fun.
That's good. In order to win this week, as always, you have to get 3 questions correct. You do have 2 lifelines. One is a 50-50, a simplify option. And the other is our phone a female. And we have Amy standing by as your
Hello,
phone
Amy.
Female.
Hi, guys.
Are you sculpted by Amy?
I wish.
Oh, that's a pity, because the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy, who have launched Lash Lift, their new weightless mascara for limitless lashes. It's available now at their Grafton Street store, and you will win yourself a Sculpted by Amy prize pack, other Amy, just for coming on to help.
Limitless lashes always reminds me of bottomless brunch. I don't know. Same energy.
Same, I get that.
Yeah, get your limited lashes on, girls, bottomless brunch.
Amy, hang on there. I'm sure we'll be back to you very shortly. Thank you.
All right, let's do this thing,
just to
shall
note
we?
As well, because, yes, kids are in the car, you know this, you know yourself, and if you don't know yourself, the girly quiz has potential to go anywhere and everywhere. We do talk about all things ladies inside and out, so bear that in mind and finger on the dial.
Yes, as we say, 100% of complaints we've ever gotten for this show has been because of the girly quiz.
Mm-hmm.
So we warned you.
Dave, question one. What is the word given to a tear in a pair of tights?
Now.
Now.
There is a light bulb and now it's flickering.
Now, I'll tell you this, right? Last week or 2 weeks ago, you asked me about something that I can't remember and I have no details on.
Choo-choo?
I'd say you're about
yes.
right there.
You asked me what a train was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, but it doesn't matter because that's not the question. You asked me what a train was and I did think, is that what is a rip in a tights called?
Mm.
Because it looks like train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But what else looks like train tracks? A ladder.
Oh, the smile. It's sickening, isn't it?
It's actually disgusting.
How do you know this?
A ladder, because you'd hear it, like girls' tights would rip and they'd be like, oh, I have a ladder in this. And
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, final answer, a ladder.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Fair
Come
play,
on.
Dave.
Well done.
Okay. One for one.
I kind of thought you were going to get that one, but I liked your reasoning as well.
Yeah, I actually really, because when you initially asked the question, I was like, I don't know, rip, like a tear, I don't know, I have no idea. And then I was like, oh, I do know.
It's a great word, isn't it?
It is a great word.
I like how it's described.
Yeah. And it's also absolutely infuriating when it happens.
Oh, so annoying. And so so common.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, question number two. What is the brand Burt's Bees best known for?
Burt's Bees.
Burt's Bees.
Burt Bees.
Have you ever heard of Burt's Bees?
Never. Burt's, as in Burt.
Burt and Ernie.
Burt and Ernie.
But B-U-R-T.
Burt's Bees.
You've never heard of it?
Never.
Ah, brilliant.
Now we're talking. This is the stuff.
So, I will be using my phone a female in a second. I will. So, Amy, be ready. I'm coming for you. Now is the time to Google.
I think
no,
she'll
Amy.
Be fine.
God, I never even considered a Google on the phone a female.
Here's what I'm thinking. Burt's Bees makes me think of, obviously, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And honey kind of looks like wax. Like, that you'd wax a leg with.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of thinking, is it to wax your legs with? Is it like a kind of a... A brand of wax, basically.
Interesting.
And that you'd go whack and take it off. I've been waxed, and that's why I'm thinking it does look a little bit like honey. However, I don't think any other person bar me would make that connection. So I'm going to have to call in the troops and talk to Amy. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Morning. All
right.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm struggling good, here a little bit. I've got 30 seconds on the clock, Amy, and I would love you to tell me what Burt's Bees is.
What's their main product?
What's their main product?
Lip balm.
Ah. Well, did you understand my reasoning?
I did, and they have honeycombs on the packaging.
Do
so
they?
So you weren't too far off with the bees, Arthur.
Ah, interesting. I feel better about myself. Thank you, Amy. Okay, we are going to go with their main product being lip balm.
Final answer.
Final answer.
You've got 3 seconds to call it.
Anything else?
No.
No. Okay, we're going with lip balm. Is the main product of Burt's Bees.
God. This is just a walk in the park for you, isn't it?
That was ridiculous. You've got 3 seconds. Amy, that's obviously the wrong answer.
I know. I was sweating.
Just keeping the momentum up, you know. Amy, you've won yourself that gorgeous Sculpted by Amy prize pack. Fair play to you and have a lovely day. Thanks for that.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
She will become Sculpted by Amy.
Oh, she will.
I don't want to put too much pressure on you, Dave, as we go into question three, but I just want to say that the men of Dublin are always behind you during the girly quiz. And we just got this message in from John, who has asked us, is Dave not already 2 girly quiz wins in a row? Is he going for the hat trick?
Is this the hat trick?
He is. So if he gets this question correct, it's 3 weeks in a row that he's won.
I didn't know that.
So sorry to put added pressure on
you. You didn't need to do that.
I love that people have leaderboards. Keep an eye on your performance.
All right,
okay. The pressure is on for question 3. You do still have your Simplify option at your disposal. Dave, name the surgical procedure in which a woman has her womb removed. His head is in his hands. The stress is palpable.
It's not a hysterectomy. It's a hysterectomy.
Are you saying it should be called a hysterectomy?
Kind of should, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit silly, isn't it?
For some reason, though, it is called a hysterectomy.
And how would one know that?
From watching The Office and Meredith gets a hysterectomy. Call me Erling Haaland, I've got the hat trick. Let's go!
Get your sports references.
I just burst into flames. Dave, absolute cracker. I am obsessed with the reasoning for that being because I saw it in the eye.
What a great day. And we will, from this day on, call it a hysterectomy.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
For her.
It's a girly quiz with Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin. How will Dave do? Will he need?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.